Tourism Ireland, as you say, has unveiled a new €580,000 campaign for Donegal and Derry. And we've developed that in partnership with Fáilte Ireland, Tourism Northern Ireland, Donegal County Council, Visit Derry, and Derry and Strabane District Council. And really, that's to promote Donegal and Derry in the all-important Great Britain market. It's going to run for around 9 weeks and will reach about 6.8 million people. Brilliant. We hope we're going to visit the Northwest. We're going to be doing billboards in cities like London, Manchester, Liverpool. We have cooperative promotions going on with Ryanair and Loganair into City of Derry Airport. We have partnerships with TripAdvisor, and we're running ads on the TripAdvisor site and other social media channels as well. We also have a partnership with Travel Zoo, and that involves content from Donegal and Derry, as well as special offers from local tourism operators. And we're accessing a database there of about 1.3 million subscribers. We also have done a partnership with Wanderlust. That's a very popular travel magazine that reaches over 1.8 million avid travellers. Mm. And again, that's going to be focusing very much on Donegal and Derry. And there's going to be a six-page article kind of outlining all of the things that you can do in Donegal and Derry in that magazine. And also then in terms of coach and group tour operators, we've been doing familiarisation trips there in September right across the whole area of Donegal and Derry.
This just promotes a different area rather than Dublin or Belfast, I suppose, and shows that there are other areas to explore.
Absolutely. Pre-COVID, we had completed a Great Britain strategy for growth. And one of the things we identified was the ability or the opportunity to create hub experiences. And really that was about trying to give compelling reasons to people to venture beyond Dublin or Belfast. And it was really identified that to offer kind of short breaks that are easy and different and not that difficult. But in order to do that, you needed to create these kind of hub experiences. And that's why, in particular, you know, within a kind of a two-hour time frame of around Derry, you know, you have so much to see and engage in. And that's why the primary aim of this campaign is about promoting Donegal and Derry as the kind of one location that answers the short-break needs of the British holidaymaker.
And is there a way then of tracking the progress of the campaign then to see how many people have actually taken it on board? I know, I suppose it's probably difficult unless it's social media.
Exactly. You know, we will be getting feedback. As I said, we have partners in terms of Ryanair and Loganair. So we will be able to see in terms of, you know, have they seen an uptake in terms of, you know, people using their flights. Obviously, in terms of the metrics that we use on social media, we'll be able to see, you know, how many people have looked at, you know, the various different postings that we've made, you know, how long have they watched our various different promotions and video on demand. And hopefully all of those things will move people to a place where, you know, they will absolutely come to the Northwest and visit the very best of what Donegal and Derry have to offer.